like it's 11 o'clock. We'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for Thursday, August the 10th. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? So I'll entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. No public hearings, no old business. Jump straight into the new business. Trinity United Methodist Church, 333 South Chestnut Street. Is Angel here or anybody from Trinity? Okay. Looks like they need to close South Street to Carter Street and Carter Street to Brown Street, so the north and east of the church there. They're also requesting city vehicles for a Touch a Truck event. So heads up, city departments. I know some of you already answered the email. But they're wanting to do that on September the 16th from 2 to 7 p.m. Any questions?
Yeah, it's a Touch the Truck event.
That's where the firemen bring out the fire truck, and then they get aggravated with the police department because they're noisy. It's like the neighbors you never really wanted. But the kids get to come out and explore the vehicles and check it all out, and it's kind of fun.
Okay.
Maybe Chad will bring out a snow plow this year, or you know, something like that. And, you know, trash trucks or whatever. So. And they have done this before. I forgot to mention that.
Are they closing Brown Street too?
No, they're closing Carter and South.
Okay.
So two of the four sides of the church.
Everything's in place?
Appears to be.
I'll make a motion to allow Community Harvest or Trinity United Methodist to hold their event.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Trinity. Next up, Redeemer Lutheran Church, 504 North Chestnut Street, or North Walnut Street, sorry, is having a cruise with the sun August the 19th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They would like to close Walnut Street in front of the church, so that'd be between 5th and 6th Streets. They are requesting 6 barricades, 5 cones to be delivered Friday evening, Chad. They're very specific on their request, by the way. So don't take them 6 cones. They have done this before. Everything appears to be in order, as it has in the past.
They've got that down to the signs.
They do a good job on this one.
Since all is in order, I make motion that we accept.
Second.
There is a side note on here encouraging Darren to bring his car to the car show. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have a parking exemption renewal. This is for Devin Harris. 6:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. The location is St. Louis Avenue. They work for the Indiana Health Center. They have rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. At times it's difficult to walk long distance. This is a renewal, and they have listed the vehicles that they drive.
I don't see any problem with that, so I'll make a motion to allow the parking exemption for Mr. Harris.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's see. We have an itinerant merchant license, UrbanX Louisville LLC, August the 11th through the 13th. Let's see who they are. What are they doing? Pest control slash residential and commercial. They're asking for a 3-day itinerant merchant agreement. This is UrbanX Louisville LLC, Ruck Rigger Parkway. Anybody know anything about these guys? They've done business in the last 6 months in Salem, Shelbyville, Georgetown, Jeffersontown, Kentucky, and Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
I don't know. I do know that there's a Moxie that operates without a license that Darren was...
It's not the same? Okay, that's what I was curious about. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
No. So, I mean, at least they've gone about doing it the right way, I guess, instead of how Moxie operates. So I've been told.
I mean, everything appears to be in order.
I'll make a motion to allow UrbanX to have their license, have a license.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next up on the agenda, Seymour Fire Chief Brad Lucas. Step right up, sir.
Got my white shirt on.
Oh, crap. And those two GM
he even made Eric wear one today, too.
Did it sound like white?
We got to spend money. Last meeting, we opened bids for the Station 1 remodel. Eric and I did a very thorough vetting process, and we've decided that the low bidder met all the requirements. They submitted everything they should have submitted, and we'd like permission to enter into an agreement with them to start on the Station 1 remodel project.
And who was that, Brad?
TD Construction out of Danville.
And I will give you both credit because you did do your due diligence on reviewing, so. Questions?
No, many.
With their bid, if you remember, there was 5-6 alternates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're going to be able to do all of them. So, thank you.
That being the case, I'll make a motion. Again, it was T&D?
TD.
TD.
Yep. Troy Debbie.
To do the remodel for the fire station.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Darren's got a letter. I guess you're going to execute that. I got to send you the email, though.
Huh?
I'll send you that email.
Send me the email. Yeah, I want you to sign the letter, too.
Okay.
Like the, notice of award.
Yep.
So, okay.
Lori, by the way, if you have any questions, just catch us afterwards. I see you scribbling diligently, but I'm like... Mr. Bowes.
Have some requests for sewer adjustments. First one being Seymour Parks and Rec for the pool, looking for a credit of $555.06 for basically evaporation issues. We have a one for Carla Pursefield on Bell Ford. The suitor, S-U-T-T-E-R, was broken and replaced by Indian American Water. We've got the information from them on that. Looking for a credit of $343.02. Water was leaking underground. That's what it says. Seymour Community Church, pipes outside burst. Plus they pipe inside closet. We have an invoice for ServPro Jackson Jennings County where they had to have some restoration work, and then also a check for the repair work for Lobster Plumbing. They're looking for a credit of $393.20. We have a Kelly Sasser looking for a pool fill in mid-June, looking for a credit of $267.54. And that was at 1019 Arvin Avenue. Jackson County Chiropractic had an underground leak behind the building. They're looking for a credit of $851. Again, they provided a copy of the request, the $4,200 they spent with lawyer, and even pictures of the hole. And then we have an additional one from Seymour Parks and Rec. This is for 101 East Tipton Street, Crossroads Park. Irrigation system had a leak. It has since been repaired. They're looking for a credit of $929.97. And the final being Devon Snyder of 419 East 3rd Street, outside spigot leak. Looking for a credit of $294.84. All appear to meet our criteria, and all have since been repaired and are moving forward.
Any questions?
Since no questions, we'll make a motion to approve these as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Miscellaneous today. We did have two miscellaneous, what I would call emergency items that popped up. One was a dumpster request. And Darren, what's that second one?
Cab HVAC replacement. The other was Brandon Gerker, SIHO. Need 30-yard dumpster.
And they needed a crane, right, for cab?
DPW blocked 6 parking places early. I said, yeah, it says lift.
Yeah.
That's CAB HVAC replacement.
So, just so those are on record, they were approved via email. And last but not least, we do have a food truck renewal. I guess the name of the company is Small Town Satisfied. Is that right, Jane?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a renewal. Their address is 753 West 2nd Street. They sell walking tacos and root beer. Sounds like they don't do a ton of outside vending, mostly Oktoberfest, but they do have everything in order for the renewal.
I'll make a motion to allow, say again?
Small Town Satisfied.
Small Town Satisfied. It's a new license, correct?
No, this is a renewal.
Renewal, that's right.
Yep.
For the renewal.
One second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Any other miscellaneous from the Board of Works? Miscellaneous from the audience. Oh.
Oh, geez.
Come on up, Stacy.
Hello, everyone. So we are going to be having our second Power of the Praise Band August 24th from 6:30 to 8:30. We had great response to the program the first time, and so we were actually only planning on doing it like twice a year, but we think we're going to look at doing it more frequently. So we're just looking, because it will be a crossroads. We have Park Board on Monday, so we'll be getting their approval then. We were just looking for approval to be able to have that event for the second time on August 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Any questions related to the Power of the Praise Bands?
We're already full. Like, we already have...
Now we're just taking listeners.
Yep.
Did turn out to be a really good event the first time, and now that the water leak is fixed and it's not a water park, I think that it's... I'll make a motion to approve Power of the Praise Bands on August 24th, pending Park Board approval on Monday.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Any other miscellaneous? Jane, step right up. Tell us who you are.
I just want to comment that today is Brandon's last day with us. He leaves on Sunday to go to IU. He's very sad. So he's been fantastic since he's been with us. So
was Jane. She's got her second in the SU.
I do. So I just want to give him kudos because he's pretty awesome.
Thank you for 2 summers of internships, Brandon, and 1 semester of high school and everything that you have done, because you have been an asset to us, so very much appreciated. Any other miscellaneous from the audience?
I'd just like to congratulate Brandon on his exceptional choice in universities.
No comment. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion second. Adjourn.
So what happens if the park board doesn't approve that? It's already advertised the book.
Then it gets canceled.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious. Isn't that kind of like putting a cart before the horse?